Well, aluminum is a really, really wonderful element. And when it was first put into an industrial application, people were really amazed with what it can do. It is very strong. It is very durable. It is very light. It is corrosion resistant. It's a good resistant. It's a good conductor of electricity. It's great stuff to build airplanes out of. It's great stuff to build cars out of. It's great stuff to make various things in your household out of. It's not a great thing to have in your body. And the reason for that is that aluminum has been selected out during the evolution of life on this planet, according to Chris Exley, who's probably the world's leading authority on aluminum in aluminum biochemistry. And what basically seems to have happened, aluminum was not bioavailable traditionally in the world's biota until really in the Industrial Revolution. And so it just had no place in any biochemical reaction that was normal. And where it does occur now, because it's increasing, we are increasingly surrounded by it, we live in what's called the age of aluminum, by at least that's Chris Exley's term. It shows up in so many products. Again, it's great stuff to make airplanes and computers out of, but it shows up in our food. It shows up in our water. It shows up in our air. It shows up in our medicines, including vaccines. It shows up in our antacids and various things that we take into our bodies. So we increasingly have this compound that is not part of any normal biochemical process on Earth for anything that now can only go in and do havoc, which is exactly what it does. It causes all kinds of unusual reactions, biochemical reactions, in the body, including in the brain. And it has been linked to Alzheimer's disease. Lucia had a very, very good article about that that came out about a year ago. It's been now linked by us to autism. There's speculations about aluminum in Lou Gehrig's disease and Parkinson's. They're not proven by any means, but they're beginning to be looked at. Aluminum has been associated with all kinds of brain disorders. And there's some evidence that aluminum may contribute to breast cancers through antiperspirants and things of that nature. So it's something you really don't want in your body. In fact, biological organisms of all kinds spend enormous energy getting it out. One of the arguments with the vaccine industry is that you eat more aluminum per day in your food than you will possibly inject. And that's true. But you have a different mechanism for excreting it. You basically excrete it through your kidneys. And you are very, very good at that, or most of us are very good at that, except at two ends of the age spectrum. Okay. The very, very young don't have very good kidney function because their kidneys are still developing. As you get older, your kidney function is less good, and that's where you're beginning to potentially accumulate more aluminum because you can't excrete it. Okay. Through most of your life, you get rid of the vast bulk of whatever you're going to eat. It's simply gone. When you inject aluminum, it goes into a different compartment of your body. It doesn't come into that same mechanism of excretion. So, and of course it can't, because that's the whole idea of aluminum adjuvants. Is aluminum adjuvants are meant to stick around and allow that antigen to be presented over and over and over and over again persistently. Otherwise, you wouldn't put an adjuvant in the first place. It can't be inert, because if it were inert, it couldn't do the things it does. It can't be excreted, because again, it couldn't provide that prolonged exposure of the antigen to your immune system. It simply goes against all logic to say that the aluminum is there and it can't do anything. Because, of course, we know it does something, and that's why they put it in vaccines in the first place.